I went to Hatherley Road Infant School, and I went with it was a little blue canvas bag which had my air raid mask in it, and we were shown I was shown how to put that on, and my mother and our dog Streak used to walk me to school, and Streak used to come up in the playground and he would carry some lunch for me. And so you went home for dinners. Your mother's cooked your dinner, so you went home for dinners. But my mother would send Streak up with some, a little sandwich or something for me to have, because I didn't have much of an appetite, which was why I was always very thin then. And so she used to try to encourage me to eat at every opportunity. And the school were very understanding. And subsequently, I went back to Hatherley Road when I was working for the university. And it was one of the schools that I had to supervise students in. And it was very different then again, because when I was there as a child, there was a sand pit outside. The doors were the biggest doors I'd ever seen in my life at that time. And then you went into a little area where you had the cloakroom, and my name was on a little peg, and there was a picture there, which was your picture, so that you could recognise that if you didn't know your name. And I was 3 and a half when I started there, and I started in the nursery class, and there was a lot of play there and a lot of Montessori ideas. And the sandpit outside, we used to love to play in the sandpit. And you could sit on the side and, put your feet in. We had to be told that we mustn't ever throw sand at anyone for fear of it getting into our eyes. And my teacher was Miss Uzzle, and I felt very fortunate because I had her in my infant year and then again in my top year.